A mother and son commencement celebration and a new academic program. It's all on Tennessee Tech Today this week. Hello everyone, I'm Buddy Pearson, the News and Communications Director, and thanks for tuning in to Tennessee Tech Today, where we take an in-depth look at what's happening on campus. Well, COVID-19 may have delayed a live commencement ceremony for many students at Tennessee Tech, but for Melissa Robertson and her youngest son, Thomas, the pandemic is just another hurdle on their graduation journey. Melissa and Thomas have traveled down different paths, but the road to commencement culminates in Saturday ceremonies inside the Hooper Eblen Center. Melissa and Thomas and more than 700 students have signed up to participate in one of three commencement ceremonies on Saturday at the Eblen Center. Those times are 9 a.m., noon, and 3 p.m. The program, which will be altered from past commencement ceremonies, will include video recordings and a live address from Tech President Phil Oldham. We sat down with Melissa and Thomas Robertson and talked about their road to commencement. Melissa, tell us about your journey to this point.
Well, my journey to this point would take me back three decades ago. I actually was a nursing assistant. I worked for a home health company in Cleveland, Tennessee, and I was taking night classes at a little, it was Cleveland State Community College is what it was. And then I moved to UTC. When I first started, I was a single parent. I had divorced, and I had a little one-year-old. And then Tom and I married whenever he was four. And then, of course, we had Thomas together. So I was able at that point to start going and taking some day classes. And I had applied to the nursing department at UTC, and I did not get in. And I was devastated. The home health that I worked at had kind of let me spread my wings, and I was their OSHA coordinator, and I had I actually trained over 150 employees a year on OSHA. And like I said, I was a nursing assistant, and I became the administrative assistant directly to the owner. So when I did not get in, first of all, I was a little confused because I thought, this is what I'm supposed to do. And second of all, I was crushed. So my husband and I moved out of state, and I just kind of banked it up on the shelf and kind of forgot about it and just thought, nah, I'm not supposed to do this. So fast forward several years, and we moved back to Tennessee, and I had two in school at the time, and my youngest son was in fourth grade and had always begged to homeschool. So I began homeschooling him when he was in fifth grade. And we homeschooled the rest of the elementary years and through high school. And then when it came time for him to come to Tennessee Tech, my husband said, go finish your degree. So me not thinking nursing was not where I was supposed to be, obviously, because I didn't get accepted, I went ahead and started pursuing chemistry and teaching. And I thought, well, I'll be a chemistry high school teacher. So I finished that degree. It was 20 years from the first Gen Chem class until I took Gen Chem 2. And needless to say, they were very precious to me in the chemistry department. And I had lots of help. And just everybody, you know, just was there for me emotionally and physically. And so I got that degree in 2017. I had the opportunity to sit next to both of my sons in some of my classes. We took ballroom dancing together. And with Thomas, the youngest one that I homeschooled, we had organic chemistry 1 and 2 together. We had biochemistry 1 together. And then we took part 2 separate. So, and then he has far surpassed me since then in the chemistry world. But I did graduate 2017, May the 6th, with my interdisciplinaries degree, chemistry and teaching and learning. And I did the degree to where I could either go to pharmacy school, or I could go and try nursing again, or I could become a high school chemistry teacher. And I actually put my application in to the nursing pretty much the last hour. It was the last day. And my husband said, if you're going to do this, you've got to do it now. I had a little bit of fear there because I didn't want that rejection. And I wanted it because that's what I always felt like I was supposed to do, was to be a nurse. But I was really afraid. But one thing Tennessee Tech has taught me is to be fearless and be bold. So about the last hour, I couldn't get my computer to upload. And I thought, the chances of somebody being at campus is just next to none. But my husband was off work that day, and he drove me up here. And we went in there, and the dean, she was there in her office. And I remember going in there and sitting and talking to her, and I shared our story, or my story rather, with her. And she said, wait just a minute. And she went and checked, and sure enough, there was other people there. So about the last hour, that application gets uploaded. And lo and behold, they accepted me. So now I look back and I think, it wasn't the Lord's will for me to go to nursing school. The timing was wrong. So because I didn't get accepted back then, I was able to be a housewife and a mother. I was actually a photographer. I had a pretty large photography business. I had an indoor studio and outdoor studio. It enabled me to homeschool my son and enabled me to be there for my oldest son while he went through all his adventures. And I just got to really enjoy being a wife and a mother. So I'm grateful for this time. I am the oldest in the class. I'll be 52 in October, and I'm proud of it. And probably the biggest obstacle was the technology. Everything's computer ran, and I'm not a computer person. So all these students in the class helped me, and I'd get stuck on the computers. So at school, I had the students. And at home, I had Thomas. So he's very tech savvy. So between those two places, I was covered. And it has just been a wonderful experience. I've loved every minute of it. And I feel like I'm right where I'm supposed to be. And now I've got a job. I accepted a job on 6 Eats over at CRMC. So August 31st, I'll start on the pulmonary floor. So it's been a 30-year journey, but it's been worth the ride.
Thomas, what was your journey like getting to Tennessee Tech?
So swapping over to Tennessee Tech was actually kind of a last minute thing. I was originally going to go to Lee University, and I had been going to the summer honors programs there. But it's just while I was over there, just had some bad experiences and said, I don't really want to go there. And I was looking at Tech and their chemistry program and trying to think of my future. And I thought, well, Tech seems like a really good school I could go to. So I decided, basically at the last minute, let's go over there. I'm pretty sure, weren't the applications even closed down? Like, it was super last minute. The administration people had to help us get through all the programs and stuff, and it was just a big mess. But ended up getting over here. I've enjoyed all my time over here. I've had a lot of great classes with a lot of different great professors, and I'm really glad I decided to come to this university instead. It's definitely been a lot of stuff happening while we've been here. It's overall been good times, though. I don't think Mom mentioned some of the stuff that's happened that we've had to deal with while we were here, though. For instance, I can't exactly remember when it happened because that period of time kind of blends together. But at some point, like, our house burned down, Dad had a stroke, all that kind of stuff. Just a whole lot of nonsense kind of happened throughout the adventure. So it's been kind of tiring to go through college, and that's why I'm honestly glad I'm hitting the point where I can wind down a bit and kindly get a little bit of rest. At least until the next program starts, then the wheel gets to start all over again. So I'm going to apply for the advanced nursing program and going to nursing and ethicism. I also need some confirmation on it, but I heard that the hospital might also have a research team, which would really interest me because I actually have formerly done research at Tech with pharmaceuticals with Dr. Koju Karu. We were working on combining different kinds of chemicals that would allow pharmaceutical medicines to be able to penetrate different parts of the body while not being toxic to the liver. So I've been involved with, you know, a little bit of medical research, which is interesting. And if they have something like that at the hospital I could continue, I think that'd be really cool.
So Thomas, what was it like taking classes with your mom?
So nice and annoying, if I'm being honest. It's one of the things where she could keep me on track, but at the same time, like I said, that can be very annoying when she just keeps nagging me to do stuff. But at the same time, she's trying to keep me from, you know, going forward and keeping me on track. So it was real nice. I know a lot of other guys in our classes said that they wish they could honestly be taking the classes with their mom too, so they could have stayed focused. But
she made sure you did your homework, didn't she?
Oh yeah. No, she was always on top of that.
What does it mean to be able to share this day with your mom?
I think it's pretty neat. Dad graduated with his mom, and now I'm graduating with my mom.
Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we will talk more with Melissa Robertson and her youngest son, Thomas, and their journey to commencement.
More Tennesseans are turning to the state's best public university, Tennessee Tech. Tech produces bold, fearless, confident graduates who get an outstanding return on investment, who graduate with the least amount of debt in the South, who earn higher early career salaries. Tennessee Tech, just like our state, is soaring to greater heights. Tech is Tennessee. To find out more, visit tntech.edu/techistn.
Welcome back to Tennessee Tech Today. We're talking with Melissa Robertson, our youngest son, Thomas, who will be graduating on Saturday during one of three commencement ceremonies inside the Hooper Eblen Center. Melissa, talk about having the opportunity to go to school with both sons, Randall and Thomas, and then graduating with Thomas.
Well, the oldest son did not graduate. He was a junior here. He was in engineering, and he was a great student, but he realized he did not want to be within four walls. So he had a job lined up and had done internships and was doing just fine in school and decided he wanted to pursue something else. So my oldest son is actually a lineman. He is a lineman apprentice. He will be a journeyman lineman if everything stays on track a year from now. So he is right now in Rhode Island on storm. And so that's what he's doing. And the youngest son, I couldn't be more proud of him to be graduating. He's always been a really great student. And I know there was times when he was going through the honors program here at Tech, he's like, Mom, you know, I don't know that I really want to finish this. And I was like, no, finish it. And he did. And that meant a lot of extra classes. But I'm really glad that he did do that. And, of course, he's graduating cum laude. And, you know, his grades have been wonderful here. And what he was talking about when my husband had a stroke, that's really the only time his grades ever dropped a letter. And it was, we were in organic chemistry. And my husband has been a heart patient for many years, as his brother. His brother is a physician. And he has had heart trouble as well. So it's genetic with them. And while we were in organic, my husband did have a CVA stroke. And we were in the hospital 9 days. And the day we went home, we had a house fire. But I will say that in hindsight, it didn't make us bitter by any means. It made us stronger, because you don't ever know what life's going to throw your way. And you just kind of have to be ready to not only accept what's happening, but to embrace it. And that's kind of what we did. We just embraced it and was like, this is where we're at. And we went through it day by day. Tom eventually came off the walker and he's able to walk now. He had to take 5 months off of work, which was hard because he's a workaholic. But he did, and has been back to work ever since. A very strong man, which ministered to Thomas and I. And it helped us find inner strength to know we could overcome that. And we did. So we both grew because of it. And so I'm just really proud looking at knowing what this child has went through. It was one thing to go through it as a wife, but I know that was a lot of extra stress on him as the son. And he overcame it. And I know as he pursues, he'll be back here next semester. He's got to take AMP. In order to apply for the accelerated nursing program. And the accelerated nursing program, I can't say enough good about it here at Tech. It is an amazing program. It's very intense. It is not for the faint of heart. It's very intense. You know, we do it in 15 months. And I know if I can do it, he can do it. And so I'm really excited that he has chosen that path to pursue. And I'll be really proud of him to get into that school of nursing as I am finishing. So Lord willing, he'll get accepted in that program. And his long-term goal with that, he would have to serve 2 years as critical care. CVICU is what he's leaning towards. And then he wants to become a nurse and an ethicist so that he can use that biochemistry degree. So we couldn't be more proud. My husband's whole family went to Lee University. That's a wonderful university as well. Tennessee Tech was just a little bit more of a fit for Thomas of what he wanted to pursue. But it's both great schools. But we feel, I don't know, we're just wings up.
Now, I know you had to go through something else while you were in school. Will you talk about that?
Yes, that was very difficult. That's another place that I would say the nursing, the School of Nursing, was really showed their true colors for me. My sister died with idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis on October the 27th of 2018. And I was scheduled to take the HESI exam, which is the entrance exam into the nursing program, on Monday. And my sister passed on Saturday. So Monday morning, I'm in a bit of a fog from losing my sister, and I was supposed to be there to take the test in less than an hour. And Professor Ben Clark, he sent me an email, and he said, if you would like to take it another day, we're willing to let you do that. And that, to me, even if I had not been accepted into that program, it just gained so much respect from me for the nursing department that they would care enough about the loss of my sister to give me a few days and then let me take that entrance exam. And so I did that, and I did really well on the entrance exam, and I got accepted, and I have felt just at home ever since. You know, there's not enough words that I could say to build that department up, because they are incredible, incredible over there.
So you will be representing your sister on graduation day.
I will be representing my sister. I actually, her daughter is a nurse, her oldest daughter, and she made me a locket for my backpack. So my sister's locket has been with me on every test, every clinical, every day. She has been on this journey with me. And she asked me before she passed away to please tell as many people as I could tell about this disease, because it's considered a rare disease, so that other people wouldn't have to suffer. And the last 10 days of her life, she had a tracheostomy put in, so she was not able to talk. So we did a lot of writing on the notebook. And her daughters gave me the blouse that I'm wearing today, and I'll be wearing it at my pinning and also on my graduation. And it is the blouse that my sister wore on her last photo shoot. So it's really special to me, and I feel like it represents her. And with me taking the job on 6 East, it's a pulmonary floor, I felt like that was the highest tribute that I could give to my sister and her the rare disease. It's idiopathic, so they don't know what causes it. And I think there's probably a lot more people that have it, and they're just not aware of it. So I'm going to try and bring as much attention to that disease as I can. But I really feel like in spirit, she's here with me. And I did not know. My sister actually quit high school a couple months before graduation. And I never knew that it was a dream of hers to finish and get her GED. And they didn't tell me that until after she passed away. So that was part of the inspiration for me to carry her with me since day one, because I was like, she's gone, and I can't help her reach that dream. But I said, I can help you get an honorary nursing degree. And so in my world and my mind, that's what I've done for her.
Thomas, is there anything else you want to add?
I guess for my time at Tech, I have to say it's definitely been a very good number of years. Tech has a lot of really good professors. They care about their students, and they'll go above and beyond to help them as long as you're willing to put forth the effort. I know there's a lot of classes that even I myself have been like, I don't want to be here, I don't want to do this, but you just have to keep going, and if you do, you know, everything ends up going pretty well. The professors do their best job to make sure of that, and I think overall Tech is a very great experience for anyone here.
Melissa, is there anything else you want to add?
I don't think so. I'm grateful for this time that I have been at Tech on both degrees. I'm thankful that I was able to share those moments with my sons. And I'm very thankful to be moving forward and close this chapter of my life. At my age, I'm not planning on furthering it, but I have really enjoyed my time here. And I hope to be able to come back and maybe talk to some of the nursing students and encourage them and let them know what I've learned from the experience that can maybe help them make it easier transition as they move forward. So I'm just grateful for my time at Tech, and for all the hours and the wisdom that every instructor has poured into me and poured into my sons. I'm very grateful for that.
Well, thank you both so much. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about a new academic program. Stay with us.
When the world is moving this fast, boldness is rewarded. At Tennessee Tech, we help you find your bold. We'll help you turn it into a career-ready education. That's Tennessee Tech. Bold futures begin here. tntech.edu/visit.
Welcome back to Tennessee Tech Today. Over the last academic year, Tech added more than 30 new academic programs and colleges across campus. The new offerings include a variety of new degrees, majors, minors, concentrations, and certificates. Some are among the first such programs in the state or nation. Tech is the first university in Tennessee to be approved by the State Department of Education to offer a graduate-level certificate and teacher licensure endorsement for computer science education. Tech's College of Education's Department of Curriculum and Instruction in Computer Science Education developed the program. Corey Gleisman, an assistant professor in the Department of Curriculum and Instruction, joins us now to talk more about the program.
I think the state of Tennessee is moving in the right direction in terms of computer science education, and Tennessee Tech is kind of pioneering and taking that first step forward in terms of educating teachers to enter the classroom and be computer science literate. So as computer science education standards are disseminated across Tennessee school districts and a lot of other teacher education programs across the state, we're left with this challenge of ensuring that pre-service teachers are prepared to enter their first classroom with the knowledge necessary to align their instruction with new Tennessee state standards. So these standards came out in 2018, and we've been the first to kind of take the step to create a program to ensure all of our teachers at the graduate level and undergrad are prepared to enter their classrooms ready.
I know this program puts Tennessee Tech on the map statewide. What kind of national impact can this program have?
Yeah, I think our undergraduate program is still face-to-face, but our graduate program, it does allow us, it's completely online, which allows us to recruit students from across the nation, not only across the state of Tennessee, but our approach here is to really investigate how computers and logic intersect everyday thinking and learning. So we're targeting teachers, we're targeting folks interested in working in the private sector of education or working for ed tech companies. We're really looking at a wide gamut of demographic to kind of enroll in this program. So it's almost like a Swiss Army knife type of degree, which it'll open your doors up to a lot of opportunities. Yeah.
What are some of the things you wanted to stress in the curriculum in the program?
Yeah, we start the one thing that is very evident when you talk about computer science is that computer science and computer coding are frequently misclassified as like the same entity. So the study of computer science is much more broad and encapsulates theory and concepts around computing, while computer coding is considered to be a skill. However, learning any skillful act is reliant upon concepts and knowledge bases to fuel the learning. Right now, a lot of teachers or even the layperson doesn't believe that they can code. However, with a little bit of time and patience and some correct scaffolding, everyone can code. But thinking as a computer scientist is what this curriculum is kind of shaped around and how I designed it. So it's not enough just to simply provide teachers with cutting-edge computer science technologies and a lot of robotics kits. And then give them scripted lesson plans and curriculum if they don't know really the philosophy behind it. So our program aims to prepare teacher educators to understand the CS pedagogy and some teaching approaches and how they relate to foundational computer science concepts so that their proficiencies aren't totally reliant upon the technology or a platform.
What kind of growth do you see for this program in the future?
Yeah, I believe it's going to take off as there's a computer science education statewide plan for Tennessee, but also a lot of agencies like code.org and a lot of robotics kits are working in tandem with a lot of state departments to push the importance of computer science, not only in education, the field of education, but also making even adult learners computer proficient. So I believe this type of program, regardless of the pathway you take, we offer four separate pathways, an undergraduate degree, a graduate endorsement, a job-embedded program, and a post-baccalaureate computer science education program. I believe that these programs will offer any degree that you choose, pathway that you choose to take. It will offer an abundance of opportunities, either in educational technology, K-12 education, curriculum design, instructional technology. It could be online learning and web development, or even educational consulting. So I think the sky's the limit for where this program can take people.
Corey Gleisman, an assistant professor in the Department of Curriculum and Instruction, is with us. Is there anything else you'd like to say about the computer science education program that is first in the state of its kind?
I don't think so. I appreciate you highlighting this program. Any of the listeners are interested, they can find my contact information online under the College of Education website. And my email is cgleisman@tentech.edu. And I look forward to hearing from any interested prospective students.
All right, great. Thanks for being with us.
All right, thank you.
And that's going to wrap up Tennessee Tech Today for this week. Be sure to check out the TT website at tntech.edu or check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Until next week's show, be bold, fearless, confident, and kind. Wings up, everybody.